Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you for joining me in episode 426 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Nick, but before we get to Nick's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor. First up here at the beginning of the show, Lynda.com, an amazing company, the best online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses. And these just aren't little homemade videos. These are like super high-quality, studio-quality videos to help you strengthen your business, technology, and creative skills. Everything from learning how to use new pieces of software that you've never used before, or even updates to software that you already use, to fundamentals and growth hacking and business expansion, income tax, HR, all those sorts of things, going paperless start to finish. I mean, a ton of stuff on there. And the cool thing is, if you really want to see if there's anything out there for you, I recommend going to lynda.com/askpat, because you can get a 10-day free trial, all access to all of these on-demand video courses, and you'll see they're great. lynda.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Nick.
Hi, Pat. My name is Nick, and my question is about taking a business that has been pretty much solely dependent upon referrals and turning it into somewhat of a scalable, more predictable business. I work with a custom home builder here in my area, and for the past 10 years, we've pretty much been getting all of our jobs off of referrals, and we're looking to make the lead process and the prospecting process a little bit more predictable with some online and offline marketing. So I wanted to get your initial thoughts on some ideas you would have for starting to convert cold traffic into leads for this custom home building company, and also how we can take and nurture the current clients and past clients that we have in order to generate even more referrals from them. Thanks, Pat. I really love listening to your stuff.
Hey, what's up, Nick? Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it made me think a lot because I am not in, obviously, the same niche that you're in. But I used to be an architect and, you know, I'm a little bit familiar of the space and kind of how things work. And I do understand how referrals can be a major part. And obviously, it's been the way that you've been able to build your business. And first of all, I just want to say there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, it's working. It's great. I understand you're wanting to scale and try other things. But first, let me answer the second half of your question, which is how do you get more out of the people who are already referring for you and your existing customers? Because that's the sort of that's where you want to start. You know, this is a strategy that's already working, the referral thing. Let's take that up a second notch to a second, third, fourth notch, because you always want to start with what's working and optimizing that before you move on to something else. This is just a strategy that I've learned that has just made the most sense to me over the last couple of years. You know, take what's already working and make it even better before you try and start something completely different. So that's where I would start, which is why I'm going to start with the second half of your question. So how do you get more out of the referrals or the existing customers that you have? And there's a couple things that you could probably do and implement. And that is, if you haven't done so already, create systems to reach out to these people after a certain period of time. Your existing customers, people who have referred you before, and those types of things. You want to make it automated. So that way it just kind of happens automatically for you and it becomes sort of this passive thing where you can focus on other parts that do require a human touch or human interaction to make it even better. But automate it. And what I mean by that is maybe you get a customer and you know and you have in your system to make sure that a month later, after they're in their home and they're satisfied, you reach out to them and you collect testimonials and whatnot, and then you see if they would be interested in referring your service to everybody else or to anybody else that they have. And just, again, making that reminder there, and whether it's an automated email that goes out to people, that's one strategy, or just a notification for somebody on your team to go out and reach out and actually have a conversation. Or maybe you could take that even further and actually invite those people out to a coffee or something just to make sure they're satisfied, but then you can drop in the conversation of, okay, well, this is the referral program we have and all those sorts of things. Now, speaking of, I don't know much about the referral program that you have and what exactly is involved, but, you know, I'm really big on affiliate marketing. And this is, you know, referrals is essentially becoming an affiliate, and in a sense where you would be giving a commission or sort of a headhunter's fee for people who do refer you to everybody else. And it might be like $100 per referral or probably more than that in your space. But you know what I mean? Tesla is actually doing this now. Tesla has a referral program. If I have a Tesla, which I hope to have one very soon, I can refer Tesla, the company, to you, Nick, and if you go and get a Tesla, I get $1,000 and you get $1,000 off. So that's a pretty cool model. And, you know, this Elon Musk guy, who's like my hero right now, he's pretty smart and he kind of knows what he's doing. And I love the way they're kind of shaking the automotive industry. And so this customer-to-customer referral program is really, really cool. And you can use a strategy like that as well. And the savings on the customer's end isn't usually there in online business affiliate marketing. But I know for things like vehicles and in the Tesla example, and even in home examples, I don't know if you're doing this already, but if somebody refers you, for example, they get a check or a cut, and then the person who that was referred also gets the savings as well. That way, they continue to follow through with it and all those sorts of things. Now, to continue this conversation about the customers that you have and referrals, make sure you reward your top referrals, your top affiliates, your top people who seem to be driving you the most business. You want to make sure that they're happy and that they know that you are thankful for the work that they're essentially doing for you. Because when you have people under you who are referring or an affiliate for you, they're essentially the marketing team that you never have to pay unless it's a commission, but it's not like they're working hourly for you or anything like that. It's an amazing, amazing deal. So you better make sure come Christmas time, for example, you send them a basket of chocolates and flowers and that sort of thing, or you call them out of the blue just to make sure they're good and okay, and you invite them out to dinner just because they're amazing. You know, all those sorts of things go a really long way. Now, you obviously could do that with everybody, but I would just do it with your top 10 to 20%. And that's what's really going to happen when you start to see these referrals come in. 20% of the people who are referring you are going to generate 80% of the results for you. So get those 20%, treat them like they're everything in the world because they are. So again, that's another strategy. So another thing is, again, making it super easy for them, for your existing referrals or referrers and your new customers who will become referrers, or I don't know if that's the right name, referees. No, okay, anyway, but you know what I mean. Make it incredibly easy for them, hopefully easier than how to say that word. Make it easy for them to become one, to be able to, for example, have email copy that's ready for them to swipe and send to their friends, or have pamphlets that they can have in their home that they can give to other people, all those sorts of things. When you make it easy for your affiliates, when you make it easy for the people who are referring your company for you, you have a higher chance that they're going to be able to, you know, move the needle for you. So that's the last thing. And then number five is just, of course, something I've already touched on. Keep building those relationships. That's really where this comes down to. That's the most powerful thing in the world are these relationships that you build. And that's going to account for a ton more business over time, the more you create these relationships. So that could mean going to conferences and meeting new people. And you might find some influential people who actually have a lot of people that listen to this person. And we live in a day and age now where there are a lot of people who you could connect with who have large followings, large Twitter followings, YouTube channels, so on and so forth, that could potentially share your business and refer your business to their audience. So keep those things in mind as well. Now, going back to lead generation, if you want to do something a little bit more outside of the referral strategy, which of course is always going to be there, especially with these people who are coming in this new format, they'll go down that same process like I had just talked about. But there's three things I can talk about here that will help you. And I'm not going to get deep into them because they are deep topics. But first of all, you could run Facebook ads. And Facebook ads are great because you can get incredibly targeted with everything from location to interest to income levels. And you can target the people who perhaps are within a certain phase of their life where they might be moving into a new home and things like that. So that's really cool. Number two, live events. You could hold live events. I know a lot of people do this at least in San Diego. I always hear about these live events that people throw on, which is essentially a lead gen live event where, you know, it just makes sense for these higher ticket items to get people in a room to, you know, not just motivate them and pump them up, but also show them the truth and the reality of what it is that they could get. And, you know, being honest up front, of course, which isn't always the case, but that's what I would recommend. And then you can close people while there, or actually at least get them interested in what's going on and that sort of thing. And then number three, content marketing. Content marketing is huge, and it's a way for you to build a brand that people can come to trust with information that is actually helpful, so that when it is time to make that decision to work with a company like yours, they will go to nobody else but you. So if you want to follow a cool person who does a lot of great content marketing, you should follow Marcus Sheridan over at thesaleslion.com. That's who I would recommend you follow for content marketing. If you're just getting started, he's done it in a great way with his pool company, and it's really inspiring. So it just shows that anybody could really do it, and Marcus does it right. There's obviously a lot of people out there who do really well with content marketing as well, but I would definitely recommend you check that out. So Facebook ads, great systems. The cool thing about that is you'll eventually get to a point where you know how much money you're putting into it and how much money you're getting out of it, or how many leads do you need to pay for before you get a close and that sort of thing. So it becomes systematic, and then you just end up trading, you know, dimes for quarters, and you just put more dimes into the machine and get more quarters out of it. That's kind of what Facebook ads is like if you get it set up correctly. Now, it is very difficult, and you could find somebody to help you, and I've lost money on Facebook ads before, but just keep that in mind. Number two, live events is bringing people together in person, and then number three, content marketing. So creating stuff that people want and are looking for, and being that person, that company, that resource that actually answers those questions and becomes that trusted advisor in people's decisions to work with companies like yours. So, Nick, I hope this answers your question. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout out at Pat Flynn on Twitter if you hear this. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all of you who are listening to this. So, Nick, thanks for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So you'll hear from Jessica, my assistant, in the next couple of weeks so we can collect your information for that. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is the second sponsor of the show, which is Braintree. So this episode is brought to you by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app, for example, and you're searching for a simple payment solution, check out Braintree. This is a payment solution that it connects with companies like Uber, Airbnb, Hotel Tonight, Living Social, and GitHub. It was made, they've made the payment experience in these apps seamless and almost magical. And if you have an app or a company or a startup that is looking to find the payment processor that just works, you got to check out Braintree. So to learn more and for your first $50,000 in transaction fees free, go to braintreepayments.com/Pat. Again, that's braintreepayments.com/Pat. All right, thanks so much. I appreciate you, all of you, all of your questions. If you have questions you want potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And to finish off the show, like I always do, here's a quote from another commencement speech, like yesterday's, from Jeff Hoffman, who is the founder of Priceline at Bradley University. He said, "I am telling you to make a choice based on your passions and interests, not what everyone else is telling you to do. It doesn't work that way. You wind up living a life for the wrong reasons, and you never get the most out of it. Just always think about why you are doing what you're doing." So that's my question to you to finish off the day. Why are you doing what you're doing? Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.